Why are we here this morning? What moved us, what moved each one of you this morning to say, I will go to Mass? So think about that. It could be, probably for some, because I need God, I'll go to Mass. Maybe just what we do on Sundays as Catholics. Maybe because you felt I need to be fed in some way, or I need to learn, hear something. There are a number of answers, and all of those are right. But ultimately, the real reason for all of us in here is that God Himself has called us to be here. Is that we have this blessing and this privilege of having been called to be in the presence of God and recognizing that we are with Him, then we see as well, again, what we know, that He has something important to say to us. And today His word speaks to us about our situation and about the answer. What Job said in the first reading could easily be written by anyone here, especially a few lines. For example, I have been assigned months of misery, which sounds quite pertinent for a situation. And because of that, as Job, we all have been filled with restlessness. That is true, but that's not all. Because we also hear and we make ours the words of the psalm. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. How then are we actually healed of these months of misery? How are we healed of our restlessness? St. John Henry Newman said once, if we must escape the present ills, it must be by going forward. And this is so important. We gain nothing if we continue to lament the present challenges. We must go forward. We've had enough, I think you would agree, enough complaining and lamenting, enough judging and accusing, enough anger and anxiety. And so, and I say this with reverence, knowing that we all react differently to challenges, but with reverence and love, and as your brother and as your pastor, I have to say that it is time to move on. That it is time to let go of any negative attitude. It is time to stop being consumed by the faults of others, of those who are doing terrible things, public figures, friends, people that we know. It is time to stop guiding our lives based on the opinions of others that we follow so faithfully, news, blogs, etc. It is time to focus on Christ. Can we move forward? And the key to move forward is to purify our restlessness. If by restless we mean being anxious and angry, then we need to get rid of that. Move on. Let go. But there is a good restlessness, that of not being satisfied with what we see, that of desiring more. Someone said that acceptance of restlessness is the beginning of holiness. And the truth is that if we are here today, it's because we want something good. We want peace. We want a better life. We want God. We want, as well, a better world. We want a better country and a better church. We know that we cannot change and control what happens, say, in the Vatican or in Washington. But rather than being frustrated by that, we should be restless, truly restless in trying to do that which we can do, which we must do. The way to move forward is to preach the good news. And to preach the good news is, should not be seen or felt as a threatening, impossible thing. Sharing the good news in our own circumstances is always a humble, doable, and concrete effort. Just as we saw in the gospel, Jesus going from one person to the other, from one town to the other, step by step. Just as we heard St. Paul today in the second reading sharing his goal, which is so humble, so doable, so concrete, to save at least some. Paul was not distracted with the big problems of the empire, just as we are. Paul tried to do the best that he could, all he could, so that, in his words, he could win over as many as possible. And the beauty of this, the paradox of this, is that in letting go of those worries and in just doing what he could for those in front of him, that in turn changed the empire. So if we must escape the present ills, it must be by going forward. We go forward by sharing the good news, by embracing a mission. Now, of course, we can all present the real objection that sharing the good news today is challenging, and it will be probably more challenging than ever in our lifetime. But precisely because of that, the Lord needs us. And those who are far from Christ need us. The void will only grow. The hunger will only grow. And honestly, if we don't say that kind word at the right time, if we don't make that loving invitation to some event, if we don't have that friendly conversation about our faith, then how will they know Christ? Who will do it? Certainly, we are all busy with good things. Just our families, just the events that we have here with our friends. All of that is plenty for our schedules. But the burning truth that we hear today remains being true for all of us, no exception. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. We know that as a parish, we've embarked in an intentional path during these challenging years so that we can grow. We call this year the light shines in the darkness. The first period of this year, we spent more time praying to God the Father, going towards ourselves, working in conversion and prayer. This period of this program, we are focusing on a mission and God the Son. So we're trying to reach out to new people, and more on that in a few weeks. We do this because we know that we are in a time of grace. We're looking forward to the blessing of our beautified church in just a few months. So really, it is a time of grace, and we should be grateful because the Lord gives us a very concrete, doable, and humble path to move on, to move forward. Our time, as challenging as it is also a beautiful invitation to dare to hope. Our hearts are restless, but not so much because of the problems. It is because we want something truly good. So let us pray now that we will all say yes to that call, specific, whatever the Lord is asking from us, but that real call to share the good news in some way with our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our co-workers, so that at least some and as many as possible can share in our joy.